This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Classical Kung Fu is described as a cross-cultural celebration of music and martial arts. So this fundraising concert promises an exciting dive into the mix of classical music and martial arts movie music and features performances by the Philomusica String Orchestra and the Philomusica Youth String Orchestra, led by Dr. Goh Chia Chien, the artistic director of the Musicians Linkage Group of Ensembles. He's also the conductor. He's also a violinist. He has an amazing story to tell us about his career thus far. He's in the studio with me to share more. Welcome, Chia Chien. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, ma'am.
So nice to have you on the show. What a bio. I just kept getting amazed at everything I was reading. You want to just share a little bit about that journey from being a founding member of the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra, to this current role as the artistic director. So much has happened in between, but if you'd like to share some of those highlights.
Sure. Well, let's see, from the Malaysian Philharmonic, I remember being here in 1998 with the first group, and oh, what a wonderful experience that was. Really learned a lot. We had the Kampung Strings group together that, you know, when myself and a few of us left in 2002, they got pulled into what's now the MPYO. Mm-hmm. And, well, after that, I got my master's. Well, I had to finish my bachelor's first because I took the MPO job before I finished my...
Your degree.
Yeah, I should have finished before, but I kind of figured that partying and practicing was more important than studying. Mm-hmm. So I never showed up to class, so I flunked my Spanish class. But yes, I got my master's and I got lucky. I started my soloist career when I was in my master's degree. Mm-hmm. And it was great. It was my Carnegie debut in 2005. And never looked back after that. Started my doctoral in 2007 after my late professor passed away. That's when my doctoral started, so that was weird. Mm. Things just went well, but, you know, had some twists and turns in life, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And led me back here to Malaysia. I mean, there were three of us that formed Kampung Strings. Mm-hmm. And, well, between the three of us, one of them, the guy with no hair, he got diabetes so bad he's got almost no toes left, so he wasn't coming back. Okay. The other one, which you know, he's got a lot of family going on, and there were some other reasons. There were a lot of things he couldn't do, so that left me to come back and try to do things that we thought the music industry needed to go into in Malaysia because, let's face it, the day of the internet, there's no such thing as a national music industry anymore. Okay. It's global. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the moment you put something on TikTok, YouTube, the whole world's got you.
Yeah.
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 And the talent is here. The talent in Malaysia is phenomenal. But the problem that I'm seeing is my best students are leaving the country. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to do something whereby my best students will want to stay in Malaysia and not leave. So that's what I'm trying to do. I know I'm going to be dead before my work is done, but somebody's got to start.
So that's why you wanted to start this musicians linkage group of ensembles, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You want to tell, I guess because listeners might not be so familiar, you know, I mean, so you wanted to start it because you saw that the talent pool was leaving the country, isn't it?
Yes, because the thing is that a lot of people globally, the world over, don't realize music is actually a billion US dollar industry. And it's just a matter of how you want to cut your niche out of it. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you want to compete in a tiny little niche, it's difficult. But if you cut a big piece of cheese, it's easy. Mm-hmm. I used to think that, you know, either you have to be a soloist or an orchestra player. So I did both. But that's only 3% of what's out there for a musician. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's the other 97% where the rest of the billion plus dollars are? Yeah, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. So it's a very, it's a very interesting conundrum, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to, you know, let people know that there are a lot of opportunities globally because of the internet now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can do something with the amazing talents that are here. I think it's because of the languages. You guys speak like a million languages in this country.
We do, yes. Well, we are a very global sort of like country, I suppose, right? Yeah, very multicultural.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. But what would you say are some of the... Because I was reading that Musicians Linkage wants to address common barriers, right, that are faced by aspiring musicians. What are some of those common barriers?
Well, one of them was, as I mentioned, public perception is one, but also perception by the musicians themselves. Mm. And also the current music culture here. And this is something that I'm very passionate about because some of my former students have fallen to this trap. The thing is that music in any country is a business. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as stasis. It's either growth or decay. So what happens is some of these people, they graduate from a university and they come out, they go join a music school, they stop performing, so their skills go downhill. Eventually, they forget what it means to perform and they forget how to teach that. So when their students don't get distinction in exams, they start failing their exams, and more do that, it's because the teacher has lost their skills because they haven't been performing.
Okay.
They become a disposable asset, and that's the last thing any teacher wants to see of their students, that they become a disposable asset.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is something that also needs to be addressed to educate the aspiring musicians that, you know, keep going, keep growing, keep being curious, because like I said, it's a billion US dollar industry. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, a lot of them, they're talented, but they won't dream.
Too afraid to dream, maybe?
I think so. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I'm not that good. Or, you know, somebody's told them that they can't perform, which literally happened to one of my members, talented, and somebody told her that she couldn't perform, and so she stopped.
Gosh.
Yeah. There was nothing wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing wrong with her. Yeah. A few road bumps, and somebody told her that she didn't have it in her. I cried over that student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, won't mention her name.
Yeah. Okay. But she did join Musicians Linkages? I mean,
She was one of the first members.
Wonderful. Okay. And so how exactly does Musicians Linkage work, right? I mean, how do you facilitate the teaching and that performing relationship among musicians? How do you guys believe that this relationship actually contributes to constant improvement and excellence?
Okay. So, well, teaching and performing are two sides of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be better at teaching, you got to perform because it improves your teaching. In order to be better improving in performance, you got to teach. They go hand in hand. They help each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you just do one without the other, the improvement might not be that fast.
Okay.
Yes. But on the other hand, you know, it's important for them to record themselves, really listen to what the audience is hearing. But also, as far as teaching, to incorporate other methods from other parts of the world that are maybe not so readily available for them to access here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I remember that one of my colleagues from the Class International Music Festival in Italy, on his own accord, he paid his own plane ticket and everything, came over here just to meet our members of the Musicians Linkage.
Wow.
His name was Andrzej Grabiec. Okay, he's retired now, but he was at that time a full professor at the University of Houston, still a recording artist on four different labels. He was a concertmaster at four majors in the U.S.,
wow,
and he was a prize winner in three international violin competitions. And this guy, on his own money, came over here not to perform, just to see what was going on. And instead of, you know, like teaching lessons or anything like that, he didn't want to do that. He wanted to meet these people and see how they tick. And I asked him, could you please, when you meet them, talk with them about your life experiences and your ideas on work ethic? And that was an invaluable thing.
Okay. And who are the members of, I mean, you've got different orchestras, as I mentioned, right? Some that we'll be seeing this Saturday as well. You want to tell us a little bit about that breakdown and who are with you in Musicians Ensemble, Linkage?
Sure. Well, it's as you know, everything in life is a journey.
Yeah.
So the original group of musicians, linkage of the Philharmonic String Orchestra, a lot of them, you know, life took over. Some of them went to other countries, other groups, other companies,
sure.
which, you know, I hope they improve every company they go to.
Yeah.
Yeah? But the ones that stayed with me and are working more on teaching, you're going to be seeing them this Saturday in the Philharmonic String Orchestra. They're going to be the, you know, the grown-ups, the mentors there.
Okay.
And we have some new younger members. We call them the cute and cuddlies. Well, I do, you know, versus the old and uglies like me. And, and you know, it's, I love the fact that they can sit there and share what they picked up, because we used to have a very aggressive program because in the start, it was all university kids.
Mm.
So it was geared toward that. Now, a lot of them are primary and secondary school students.
Okay.
So we changed the training. Instead of a concert every month, we have just four this year, you know, so I can spend more time teaching them and, you know, transferring knowledge to them. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. Not only that, but because of that dynamic, I think there's going to be another level of excitement that wasn't there in previous concerts, because in previous concerts, it was like, make them perform, you know, give them the performance experience. This one is going to be, let's put on a show. Let's have a good time.
Nice. Okay. And the name of the concert, of course, is Classical Kung Fu, right? And that is interesting also because that's something that is of great interest to you. You're a retired, did I use the right word? Retired martial arts practitioner. I was reading there's jiu-jitsu, there's MMA, there's so many things that you used to do, but not quite anymore. Now you're doing it more for health. Did I read correctly?
Yes, ma'am. You read absolutely correctly. Yes, I used to be in what is now known as MMA,
yeah.
But I was in it before that term was even there.
Okay.
We didn't have a cage. We had a mat on the floor and there was like no money.
Okay.
You won the whole thing and it wouldn't even pay for your expenses for a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this was back in the States?
In the States, yes.
Okay.
And it was tournament style.
Mm.
So yeah, it was brutal. There was no weight class. My average opponent outweighed me by, I weighed 145. My average, 145 pounds. Sorry, everything's in here in kilos.
Yeah.
And my average opponent weighed 250 pounds. So, yeah, my back, my knees couldn't take it.
Wow. And then as a musician, I mean, like, aren't you worried about your fingers and, you know, your ability to perform? Sorry, this is a very basic question, but
it's not a basic question. And it's another thing that I hope we can dispel, because I've actually been published writing articles about this and giving seminars about this.
Yeah.
And I recently started giving with two other great violinists over in Canada and the U.S. about this subject, about martial arts and violin playing and how it helps violin pedagogy and performance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell me about that, because you merge martial arts, what was it, biomechanics, and also your personal experiences, right, into this sort of unique approach to violin pedagogy. And how do you think that has actually come to benefit your students as well?
Body awareness, mind awareness, control of the mind.
Mm.
Because let's face it, 90%+ of violin playing is all in our head.
Okay.
And when you step onto a mat, I can't say a ring because I never got into a ring. I was always on a mat. Same thing. The battle is with yourself first. Yeah. If you can't control all the stupid things that come through your head, my late professor, Vartan Manoogian, he used to scream at the whole studio, "Shut up and play." You know, he said it so often that we were going to put it on a giant mural and put it on the side of the recital hall, because we would all, you know, talk too much to ourselves during our playing and screw up our performances.
Mm,
right?
Interesting. Okay.
And the same thing happens when people step onto the mat. But on the mat, I believe for me, it was a lot easier to learn how to control my mind than it was in the recital hall. Because in the recital hall, you screw up, nothing gets hurt.
Mm.
On the mat, you feel it really fast.
The 250-pound opponent there, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that is also something that you are bringing to musicians, to you know, what you're doing here in Malaysia as well. All of this that you've learned, this style of pedagogy.
Yes.
Okay. And how have the students been responding to that?
Well, I've had students that went into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And I have to say, I was proud of their progress. Mm-hmm. I've had students that went into kickboxing, and I was very proud of their progress because every time they went into a different discipline, their awareness of how their muscles and their bones and everything worked, okay. It improved. And so I got to change the way I taught, and I watched their improvement speed up in a lot of areas that it wasn't, you know, going that well, you know, beforehand.
Right.
Because all of a sudden I could reference something else and bing, a light would go on and they would discover in their own terms the material I was trying to teach without me having to say it. So now it's a deeper level of learning.
Okay. So interesting. Gosh. And you've written papers about it, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Published for, what is that? The Australian String Teachers Association, AUSTA, in Australia.
In Australia. Okay. So I need to look for that. But of course, I did want to make that link to, you know, the name of this concert, which is, of course, Classical Kung Fu, right? Can you tell us what's in store?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the reason for that name is because we're playing some songs from some popular Kung Fu movies.
Movies, yeah.
Yeah, particularly Kung Fu Panda. Because let's face it, I'm sorry, I'm a nerd. I loved Oogway from Kung Fu, the first one. He was like
the best. Yes.
Yes. Any of us who have loved the patriarch somewhere in our lifetime, we love Oogway. Mm-hmm. So yes, his theme is in there. Everybody Likes Kung Fu Fighting is in there.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give away the rest, but there are some classical pieces in there because. Well, I wanted to challenge these students. We've played a lot of pop pieces before, and there's still going to be a lot of them in there, so we don't, you know, overburden the audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but these are very accessible classical pieces that people won't fall asleep to. Mm-hmm. And I normally don't conduct much in the Philharmonic String Orchestra because I normally want them to do more chamber music style stuff. But for the first time, because I felt they were ready, I am conducting one piece fully to give them a different experience.
Nice.
And I hope the audience enjoys the energy.
Okay, I'm sure we will. I mean, like you said, it's a mix of everything happening there, right? Young or not so young. And who will be the other conductors? There'll be a different conductors, or you're going to be conducting not the whole concert,
I'll
right?
be directing the whole thing. So I'll be conducting one piece, but I'll be leading all of them.
Okay, got it. Okay. So again, you know, and it's happening tomorrow night, you know, it's a one night only performance. It's happening, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So that's the 30th of March. It's happening, well, right here where we are speaking, the space in Menara Kent TTDI, which is located on 37 Jalan Burhanuddin Helmi, here in Tamantun, Dr. Ismail Kuala Lumpur. Tickets are priced at a very, very, very reasonable 50 ringgit for VIP seating and 30 ringgit for regular seating. And you can purchase your tickets at ptix.com. That's PEATIX.com. Just search for Classical Kung Fu and you can get your tickets there. And of course, for more information on the work that Shen is doing, you can head to musicianslinkage.com. Shen, thank you so much for joining me today. Any concluding message that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I just wanted to give a huge thank you and shout out to the management of Menara Kent for being so supportive, and also to the other people who helped us officially. It's Meet Point across the street.
Yeah.
And Spectrum Outdoors, who have been so wonderful to us all these years. And then, of course, our members and their parents. We wouldn't be able to do anything without them. And of course, our fans.
Okay. And I hope some new fans come or are born from this concert. And you said there's more concerts coming up this year as well.
Yes, ma'am. Three more. And the one in June is for the Hopeless Romantics.
Oh, what is it? It's just a love-themed concert, would you say?
Movie love themes and musical love themes. Oh, nice. I can't give away too much more,
okay.
But we're going to have some featured singing soloists.
Nice. Okay, so we just need to keep updated. Do you guys have social media channel that we can follow you on?
Yes, ma'am. Musicians Linkage, we have a Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
And I also have my own Facebook and Instagram stuff as well. But they can follow all of our stuff on Musicians Linkage on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that. Thank you so much for joining me today. I was speaking to Dr. Goh Chia Chien, the conductor, violinist, and the artistic director of the Musician Linkages group of ensembles. We were talking about, well, his career, but also about classical kung fu. Again, the concert is happening tomorrow night. You can still get tickets. Head to ptix.com right now and get your ticket. But if you miss any part of today's conversation, you can always search for the podcast at bfm.my/front-row. You can also find it on the BFM app. This has been Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.